理课堂听 class.com。
This is the Business English Certificate Vantage Listening Test. Part 1, Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay the recording. Conversation 1, Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below.You will hear a man making a call about a delivery. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning, sales department.
Hello, could I speak to John White?
He's not in office today, I'm afraid. He's in London for a conference. Would you like to leave a message for him?
Yes, I think I'd better. This is Patrick Fisher from A&L Systems.I wanted to tell John that the computers he ordered will be arriving tomorrow.
Oh, yes. He's been expecting them to arrive this week.
Will he be in the office tomorrow?
Yes, he should be back. It's only a one-day conference.
It's just that he'll have to speak to the technician who'll be coming out to see you. Her name is Sarah Robbins. She'll be arriving about 10 o'clock, and she'll need to be told where to install the computers. I haven't been given any instructions...And anyway, it's much easier to sort that out on the day.
Okay, I'll leave the message on his desk so that he gets it the first thing tomorrow morning.
If there are any problems, I'll be in the office tomorrow and he can ring me. The number's 553106.
Okay, thanks for ringing. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the note below.You'll hear a man telephoning his personnel officer. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces. Human Resources, Mary speaking. Can I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'd like to speak to Peter Robinson, please.
I'm afraid Mr. Robinson is out of the office at the moment.
I see. It's Roshan Singh here from Accounts. I really need to speak to him fairly urgently.
He's not going to be back until Thursday. I'm his personal assistant. Maybe I can help you.
Okay. The thing is, I've had a very attractive job offer.
Oh, congratulations. Where is it?
Well, I don't want to say too much about it right now, but it would be a promotion and the pay and conditions are very good. The trouble is, I need to speak to Mr. Robinson about my pension before I make a final decision.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll give him a message as soon as he gets in on Thursday morning.
If you could, I'd be grateful, because I've got to give them an answer by Friday morning.
All right. I've made a note of that. I'll contact you as soon as I've spoken to him on Thursday.
Thanks a lot.
Now, listen to the recording again. Conversation 3, questions 9 to 12. Look at the note below. You'll hear...A woman calling a company about a possible order. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning. Adventure Holidays Equipment Limited. Philip Sykes speaking.
Good morning, Mr. Sykes. It's Julie Ventonor from Pearl Reach Limited. I spoke to you briefly last week and you sent us your brochure.
That's right. Was it useful?
Well, we are not really interested in these tents and other equipment, but we may want to order from your clothing range.
Oh, right. Have you got one of our order forms?
Yes, but the first I need some information on the payment terms. These are quite important because, as I think I said last time, we are interested in purchasing quite larger quantities.
Right. What sort of quantities are you thinking of?
We'll want about 2,000 pounds worth of goods for each of our 10 stores. So we'll probably be giving you orders of around 20,000 pounds a month.
I'm very pleased to hear that. Can I send the information to you later today?
That will be fine. Thanks.
If the terms are acceptable, may I suggest a meeting towards the end of January?
Yes, that would be good. Let me see. I can do the 23rd or the 30th.
The 23rd's no good for me, I'm afraid.
Let's say January the 13th. Then I'll be in touch at a later day to confirm the time.
Okay, that's fine. Bye.
Bye.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Part 2, questions 13 to 22. Section 1, questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker is booking. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay each recording. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what the speaker is booking.
13. There will be 3 of us and we'd like to leave around 7 tomorrow evening. We'll be returning the following day round about the same time. The accommodation has already been taken care of. We are all non-smokers and I'd like a window seat, please.
14. I'll be there on Wednesday, the 2nd of July, arriving at about 7:30. I am bringing the car this time, not the van. But if I could be as near to the main entrance as possible, that would be great. I've got a lot of equipment to carry, and some of it is quite heavy.
15. Hello, I'd like a ticket for this evening, please. I hope you haven't sold out. I'd like a seat fairly near the front, not actually on the front row, though, about 4 or 5 rows back, and somewhere in the middle so that I can get a good view.
16. There'll be quite a few of us, so we'll need a large table, let's say about 30, though I'll phone near the time to confirm that. Could we have the usual refreshments on the table, bottled water, fruit juice, etc.? A tea served mid-morning, please, and we'll be breaking for lunch at 1.
17. There will just be the 2 of us for a couple of weeks, somewhere quiet. All what we really want to do is to have a bit of rest, some nice food, and do a bit of walking. Perhaps somewhere where we can play a bit of sport, tennis, or something like that.
Section 2, questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker is doing. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay each recording. You have 15 seconds to read the list, A to H. Now listen and decide what the speaker is doing. 18. This is Mr. Lim from TP Consultants. We arranged to rent some computers from you for a training course in July, but they won't be needed. We've run into some problems with the training room. When it's sorted out, we'll get back to you.
19. Donald, this is Mary here. I'm trying to get the project leaders together to discuss the current delivery delays. I provisionally booked down W72 for the Wednesday morning. Could you phone round to see if everybody can make it?
20. Hello, I wonder if you can help me. This is Bill Kennedy on 3416577. I am phoning to see if you have any vacancies in your accounts department. I spoke to someone at the weekend who thought there might be the possibility of a temporary position, and I'd like to find out more about it. 21. Hi, it's Tom Ling. You left a message asking if I could attend the directors' meeting Friday lunchtime. I'm just calling to let you know that I'll be able to make it, although I might be a few minutes late. I've got an appointment with a dentist earlier on, but I hope to be back in time.
22. Dave, it's Maisie. If you are free at the weekend, would you like to come with us to the theater? We'd like to treat you. We feel we owe it to you for all the help you've given us recently. There's a new comedy on, supposed to be really good.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 2. Part 3, questions 23 to 30. You will hear a job applicant talking to the personnel manager of a chain of stores. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bean. Thank you for coming. Do take a seat.
Oh, thank you.
Right. I booked through your letter of application and your curriculum vitae. Interesting. I see you're really 27. Well, I think I'd better tell you generally about the job we have on the offer here. It's an important position. It's an assistant managership reporting directly to the managing director. It covers several of all the aspects of our business. Supervising the purchasing of goods and deliveries, pricing, special offers, and so on. Anyway, I see you have some experience with one of our main rivals. Can you tell me something about that?
Yes, well, after I left school, I joined Spartan Stores as a trainee. I was 18 then.
Yes?
After the initial 6 months trial period, they sent me to their retail training center for a month. Then I went back to the branch in Markstown. I then went to the night school for 2 years to get a diploma in commerce.
Oh, yes.
And I did a short computer studies course at university last summer as well. Anyway, I worked in the Markstown branch for another couple of years. I really enjoyed it there. But then Spartans moved me to the city center branch, and it wasn't quite so good, I'm afraid.
Why was that?
Well, I'm afraid the general manager and I had different opinions. There was a terrific downturn in retail sales 6 years ago. Shoppers weren't spending much. Anyway, I thought we ought to advertise our goods in our store more widely to draw in more customers. I had a few ideas, but we couldn't agree on the policy. It was a shame. I had hoped to move up to the deputy assistant there, but the job was given to someone else. So I thought it was time to move on.
I see. Well, could you tell me what you do in your current job at... yes, town and a country store, isn't it?
Yes, I've been there for nearly 2 years now. I help with store displays and promotions. And I've also been in complete charge from time to time when the proprietor's away at trade fairs and so on. But my main job is to do with the shop assistants. There are nearly 40, mostly part-timers. I used to supervise the cleaners and also the typists at one time too, but it became too much.
So why are you looking for another job, Mr. Bean?
Well, I expect you know it's a family firm, and there's really no chance of getting ahead. The proprietor's son will take over when Mr. Richards retires in 2 years. So I'd like to get back into a big chain with a number of stores where there are more opportunities for training and promotion. So I must say the working conditions at Town and Country are pretty good.
Right. Well, thank you, Mr. Bean. I expect you realize that our company moves its stuff to different branches, just like Spartans. Now, how would you feel about that?
Sure, that's all right by me. I was going to ask you something about that, if I may.
Yes, of course.
Well, I understand from the press that you recently opened 3 stores in 3 American cities. Is there any possibility of being moved to one of those after a time?
Well, oh, not really. All shop staff are recruited locally in America, though the stores are being managed at present directly from our head office in Britain. The plan is for total independence with locally recruited managers within 5 years.
I see. Ah, and another question was to do with this position here again. Does it involve much contact with customers? I really enjoy getting to know what's selling well, how to give the best service, and so on.
Yes, well, not a great deal, really. That's generally dealt with by customer services. Oh, now, as I said, it's mostly dealing with our producers. checking that orders are delivered on time, checking product quality, and that sort of thing. Now, the general manager is the one who tries to understand the sales figures.
Okay.
Anyway, if you were offered the job, Mr. Bean, when would you be able to start?
Well, I'm on 4 weeks' notice at Town and Country, but the proprietor's away for 2 weeks, so I wouldn't be able to see him until the beginning of next week. So it will take about 6 weeks, probably.
Right, I see. Well, I think we should discuss now the terms and the conditions we could offer you here. As you know, we have different salary scales based on.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 3. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.